right, everybody. We're going to wing it a little bit tonight. Our song director has got some physical issues going on tonight, so you're going to have to deal with me, all righty? But before we do, let's open up in a word of prayer this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for this day. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm just thankful for the busyness that's going on around your church tonight. And Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm thankful for the new year as we get prepared to move into it with all the hope and all the excitement. And Heavenly Father, Lord, all the uncertainty, Lord, as we just depend upon you. And God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I invite you, sweet person of the Holy Spirit, to be in this place. And just as the Bible says, it moves from breast unto breast as we just uplift the name of Jesus to the glory of our Heavenly Father. And again, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask you to stand with me tonight, and we're going to be singing page 138, or 438. 438. Can I get somebody to close those doors so I don't keep looking out of them? Because I will. It just takes one little squirrel. And I'm off to the races, buddy. All right, y'all know this one? Y'all know this one? Heaven came down, and what? Glory filled my soul. All right, well, let's sing. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all my darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand. Oh, now sing it like you mean it. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Good. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. Now belt this part out. My sins were washed away. Hallelujah. And my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Don't you just feel better? You feel better. Now, you want to sing another one? You want to sing another one? Hey, we can sing another one now. I'll throw the hat and we'll sing it. All right, you can be seated. It's good to see all of you tonight. So thankful you've made the effort to come out. And I pray that you'll be blessed. I do ask you for two specific prayer needs tonight. One, I hit my head about 15 minutes ago, and I have a headache. And just Sister Whitney told me I didn't need to have no more hits to my head. So just pray for that. And then also pray for my hometown. The eye of the storm went right over it today. The roof of my elementary school is torn off. And I've not talked to Mom and Daddy since 4 o'clock, but they were without power at that time. So we always thought it would be coming from the East Coast. You know that it would, because we're only about 45 minutes off of the coast of Brunswick. But this one came up, and if you see, it's right over the top of them. I tried to talk Mom and Daddy to come on up, but they wouldn't. They're gunners, and they are stubborn-headed. But as far as I can tell, no trees were lost in their property. And so they may be without power for a little bit, but just keep praying for them. So that's a praise, amen, that God kept them safe and everything's good there. As far as I know, my brothers are well as well. Now, the school that I'm talking about, that's where my sister-in-law teaches, Hoboken Elementary. And the deacons have seen it. It just peeled it back. I mean, it just looked like somebody come through with a can opener and just tore the roof off. And you can see the joist and everything there. The insulation's gone and all of that. But that just shows you that you cannot stop the hand of God. And, you know, these are places that we've always felt secure, you know. But I'm telling you, that tornado landed within a mile of my house. And I do believe it popped, you know, through there. I don't think it went through, but there's too many trees down. And if that's what a non-tornado can do, it is bad what a quarter tornado can do, you know. Any other praise reports tonight? Where they at? Down for? I tell you what, man. That's some powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. We sat through a few. Now, my wife, she'd run at the drop of a hat, buddy, when we was down there. But we lived in a single wide. She didn't want to be in that single wide when that storm comes through. It shake that single wide. It rock it back in two. And that's just hard wind. That ain't the tornado. But I remember Hugo come through. And, man, there was traffic. Was so far down coming in from Brunswick because they thought it was going to hit in Brunswick. If you remember, it hit up in the Carolinas. And they thought it, but the shelf right there at Brunswick, if you know how Georgia and Florida, there's that little nook right there. And it's the ocean floor is shallow, a long ways out right there. And that's a buffer when it comes in. And most of them are knocked up, you know, up above us. So we've always been blessed. All right. If you're watching by Facebook or you're listening by radio, we're grateful to be a part of your worship experience. Tonight is our regular prayer meeting, and I just want to say that, praise God, the Lord's been working since we've come back to our monthly prayer meeting, and so I'm not going to miss it. We're going to continue praying, and we want to remind you this Wednesday night, Sunday night, 6 o'clock under the tent. This will be our third year of worship in the field. I've got some flyers we're going to be putting out tomorrow, Lord willing, and Friday. And we're hoping that, you know, we're not going to be any plates passed. There's not going to be any denominations or groups promoted. It's just going to be Jesus. We're going to get back to Jesus, Jesus only, you know, and make much of Him. And then also Saturday morning, the parade. I believe it's be here at 9. So come and ride on it or walk beside it and throw out some candy. And we've got a little... They're packing the bags back there, and on one side of it, it's the Romans Road, just the scriptures, the verses, where to find it. But then at the bottom, it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved." And then on the other side, the theme is, "Nobody loves you like Jesus." But then at the bottom, it says, "And you matter at Thomas Village Baptist Church." And so the idea is just to let people know they're loved, to let them know that there's a place where they're important. And that place is around the foot of the cross. Amen. And I pray that that's where they find themselves when they come here. In the way of prayer needs tonight, We have a few. Sister Moselle has a compound has a stress fracture on her T12. Was able to see her today. She's going to be going back to the doctor on Friday here in Duffield, but said that she was in so much pain last night that she prayed from 12 o'clock till daybreak to die. And if you know, a break is one of those things that you can't do much about the pain there. And she said every time she would move, it would just hurt her. And so she went by ambulance this morning. We want to continue to pray for Sister Carol Edwards, Brother Wayne Bledsoe, Sister Linda R. Wood, and we'll be in Matthew chapter 18 tonight. Matthew chapter 18. Paul Stapleton, Matt Smith, Larry Bledsoe, the Carew family, Frida Hester, this is a friend of mine's mother whose kidneys are shutting down, Pam Savarsky, Jesse Bull, the Miguel Santos, Aiden Thornton, Jack France family, Brother Donnie Roach, and the Benji Wolf family. Benny Wolf family. We want to pray for them. And also, don't forget to pray for our worship in the field, our float, and then the new church here as we're moving on into that. Hello, brother. Good to see you. Ray Lynn? Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. All righty. Anyone else we need to add tonight? Yes, sir.
I was hoping the doctors you didn't quit your pitch going. And I got to say what I'm now and quite.
You sure? That's better than being high, brother. That's better than being high.
And
if they high, you.
And she's doctor, she should know. It might be a mess, I think.
Yeah. Oh, like the pre-cancer cells stuff? Is that what it is? Yeah. Well, you scared a lot of people right there. But you ain't got it. Amen. Whatever cancer it is, you ain't got it, right? Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will. Well, praise the Lord for that, brother. And I'm glad you brought that up. Good news, we were able to take one off our prayer list yesterday for the salvation. So to God be the glory there. That's over 12 now that we've seen. And everyone is valuable. Everyone is valuable in the eyes of the Lord. Any other prayer names we need to add to the prayer list tonight? What was that, Brother Jim? Ed Qualls. And that boy that died here, have they called him? Have you heard anything? We just need to pray that justice comes right there. Justice comes. That it's heartbreaking. How old was he? He was in his 20s, wasn't he? 25, and had his helmet on, is what they said. So, I'll just tell you what. Anyone else? This round, but we'll be praying, sister. Anyone else? All right, well, like I said, tonight is our monthly prayer service where we just try to lift up, come back really and turn back and give God praise. That is the main part of it, that God has been so good to us on a daily basis. And we're the ones that have been given the privilege and the responsibility of turning back and giving praise and saying, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, the goodness that you've placed in my life. And even when things are bad, we can at least know that there's a better day ahead. There's a promised day ahead. And but also, we especially as we're heading into the new year, we want to pray that we be where we need to be. I'll never forget when Daddy preached the sermon, if you remember, about the towel. And he preached about in the upper room when Jesus took the towel and wrapped it around his waist to wash the feet of the apostles. Nobody else in that place was willing to pick up the towel and to wash the apostles' feet that night. They were all worried about what? Who was the biggest in the kingdom? But we all have a towel, and that God has called us to carry that towel, to pick that towel up. And will we or won't we? So let's continue to pray for that. But I do want to read this passage of Scripture, because the more and more I go along in this walk with the Lord, the more I believe that you can't pray anything stronger than Scripture. When you are able to take the promises of God and to repeat those promises, not only are you, quote unquote, reminding God, He knows His Word, He does not forget, but what you're showing is you're showing confidence in His Word. You're coming back to Him and saying, hey, you said this, I believe this, and so this is what I'm asking for. And therein is when we receive the desires of our heart. Amen? Because He says He will give us the desires of our hearts as we ask in His name and in His will. So tonight, basically the passage of Scripture, like for our Tuesday morning prayer meetings, we've claimed Scripture there, Romans chapter 10, verse 1, and 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. So for this, our Wednesday night prayer meeting, I've basically claimed Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 18. And it says, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you have loosed on earth will have been loosed in heaven. Again, I truly I tell you, if two of you agree about any matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. And so, just like I mentioned on our Tuesday morning prayer meeting, we agree. There's two to three to sometimes seven or eight that come together, and we agree that our desire and God's will that we are praying and believe that it is for these people, not anyone, to die and go to hell. And so tonight I'm going to need your help, because some of my men ain't here tonight, ladies. So y'all going to have to volunteer to pray for some of these things tonight, or either I'm going to have to tote a load tonight, okay? So, but the first thing is praise and thanksgiving. The first thing we'll pray about tonight is praise and thanksgiving, just coming before His presence. But before we go any further, is there anyone else that would just like to give a praise? Just maybe God's done something for you this week. Maybe there's been an answer to prayer that you want to give God glory for, or maybe you just want to say glory to His name. You want to say how good He is. Hello, gentlemen. Prayer meeting. You're right here for prayer meeting, brother. Anyone got a word of praise or testimony tonight? Amen. Amen. Hold on just a second. I bought me a new app that'll read to me, and it started reading. I ain't been able to figure it out. Ain't been able to figure it out since I got it, but it just started reading right then. So that's amazing, ain't it? Amen. Anyone else got a word of praise or testimony? Answer prayer tonight. Amen. Amen. Did I see somebody back yonder? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll still be praying for him and asking God that there'll be total healing. And he's still able. He could heal it and not have to go. Amen. Anyone else? I'll open us up in prayer. The next one is for the lost and for the backslidden. And I'll remind you, Praise God, it was 251 yesterday, but now it's 250. It's back down below that number. But the Lord knows who these are, and that's just a drop in the bucket. You know, it's a drop in the bucket. Is there any name that we may need to add to this list tonight? Anyone? In his name?
Jim Graham.
We'll do it.
I know Chris here. She got a chance with Amy about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Pastor, I'd like to put my dad Dan Hall on there as a lost soul.
That how you spell that last name, brother?
Hall.
H-A, I gotcha.
H-A-L-L.
Just making sure.
Put my daughter Alexis on there. Alexis Good.
Thank you, brother. And they will be lifted up usually more than one time a week, multiple times a week, but at least one. Anyone want to pray for the lost and the backslidden tonight? Anyone? All right. Brother John, would you be willing to pray for the lost tonight? Thank you, brother. All right. The next thing is that we want to pray that we're a soul-winning church, that we be one that help. We just be faithful. That's what we want to be. We want to be faithful in sharing the gospel. And I'm beginning to learn more and more that one of the major parts. I was listening to a man that was a part of. He was a satanic pastor, and he had been at a event. And there had been a debate. He'd been in a debate with someone. And after it was over, a Christian woman come to him and hugged him. And he said when he felt that hug that there was something different, that there was a love in that hug that she had never felt before, that he had never felt before. And that he went back home and he tried to get back involved in the dark arts and the black. And that one night he was praying. And all of a sudden, that love fell over him. And he ended up accepting Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And you see, love, what is it? Love covers a multitude of sins, is what the Bible tells us. Amen. So is there anyone that would just pray that we be soul winners? Brother Paul. All right. How about the physical needs? Ladies, y'all are more than welcome tonight. As we think of Sister Moselle, we think of others that are dealing with the physical needs there. Also, we know that there are those that's dealing with depression. Though, as we're moving into the season of what I would say is this that overcast season. So is there anyone that would pray for the physical and emotional needs tonight? Anyone? Thank you, Brother Brock. And y'all can just do it right where you're at. Okay, the next one is for our ministries. Just lift up our ministries. You'll do that, brother. All righty. And that's as we head into this new church year. And there's a lot of churches heading into a new church year. Brother Marvin. Okay, and the next one is teach us how to love effectively. Teach us how to love effectively. It's not natural. You know, it's one of those that we can only love because we've been loved. And so, do we have anyone that's willing to pray for that tonight? But Gary, would you do that one? And then I got two more. And the one is the binding and loosening. That we just pray that whatever needs to be bound in our lives personally and in our lives as a church, and I'd say at the home as well, anything that would come against the work of the Holy Spirit to the glory of the Father in Jesus' name, we just want that to be held back, you know, and He's the only one that can do it. And then we also pray, you'll pray for that one, brother. What's your name again?
David.
And we'll also pray that whatever needs to be loosed, brother David, you know what I mean, that the Holy Spirit be loosed. The work of personal revival be loosed. The fire on the inside for the Lord will be loosed. And then I'll close us out in a word of prayer, in a word of praise again. But tonight I want us to begin, and again I remind you the altar is always open, and I'll call on you and remind you of whatever your prayer need is, your prayer topic is. But if you want to come to the altar, you can come ahead to the altar. But I want us to begin tonight just in a time of repentance. You know, coming back to the Lord and recognizing that our sin is just as bad as anybody else's. And just because we've been saved, just because the blood is on our life, does not mean that we still need to come back and to confess. You know, we talked about a few Sundays ago about conviction. And if you don't experience conviction anymore, then you need to really check in, you know. Because, praise God, the Bible says, like a father who loves their children, he corrects us. And if we can do what we know is wrong and not feel conviction for it, then something bad is off in our lives. So let's begin in just a time of prayer and repentance. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do come to you tonight, Lord, and knowing that I've been told by your word that I can come boldly before your throne. Lord, I thank you for that privilege and that for that that responsibility to pray. But God, I don't want to come arrogant. I don't want to be one that, like the Pharisee that thinks I know it all, or that I've got it all together, or that I still don't have vast areas of my life that I need your power, your cleansing blood, your victory. And so God, right now I ask you to forgive me of my sins and my failures and my shortcomings, and I plead the blood of Jesus, oh, the precious blood that washes away every stain, God, that wipes away the guilt, Lord, and even the self-condemnation, where the Bible says that there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you that I am in Christ Jesus tonight. And so, God, right now I come before you again and pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, to keep me mindful of my sins. Lord, don't let me just flippantly go past them and just say, oh, Lord, just forgive me where I sinned. But Lord, let me be specific where I need to be specific. And Lord, I'm thankful that I can come before you and that, Lord, what was that which was keeping me from being close to you, Lord, you've taken it away now. You've removed it, and I can come before you as white as snow. And Father, when you see me, you don't see me, but you see the blood of your Son, Jesus. The Bible says that I can call you Abba. I can call you Daddy. I can call you Father. And Lord, I'm thankful that you've dawned in my life that as the Son died on the cross, He was being obedient to you because you love me. You didn't want to see me go to hell. Father, I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for loving me and dying on the cross. Holy Spirit, I thank you for living inside of me and sealing me until the day of redemption. And God, I praise your holy name today because you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Lion and the Lamb, the one who was and is and is to come. Oh, hallelujah. God, you are good. You're better than me, to me, than I deserve. You've given me more than I could ever earn. God, you have poured out your blessings on me. And God, I'm thankful, Lord, the day that heaven did come down and joy has filled my soul. And God, I know that there's times where I'm all down in the mouth and I act like I'm just, woe is me. But Lord, you've been good. Hallelujah. Lord, just my family being saved tonight. As the eye of the storm passed over them, you kept them in the hollow of your hand. And Lord, just like you're keeping every one of us in your hand tonight. Lord, nothing in the past, nothing in the present, nothing in the future can take us out of your hand. You've got us for all of eternity. God, it's good to be your child.
It's good to be your child. And Lord, I just praise you. I praise you for the breath that's in my lungs right now. I praise you for the food that's in my cabinets. I praise you for the bed that I'm going to lay down in tonight. I praise you for the wife that will be there beside me. I'm thankful for two healthy children. God, you are good. And Lord, I just praise you tonight, and I'm thankful for all that you do for me. And I pray that my life will be a trophy for you. Again, Lord, it's good. I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop telling you how good you've been to me. And I love you, Lord. Brother John, would you lift up the lost?
Brother Paul, would you pray that we be a soul-winning church? Rob, would you pray for the physical and emotional needs tonight? Just pray for our ministries, such as Sunday school, our youth, our choir, all different things.
Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. I'm able to come in here. Lift all these prayers up to you, Father, as we know that you hear us. We want to thank you for your ministry, Father.
Yes.
We thank you for your ministry. I'll just sing it up. We thank you. We know you. You witness and you strengthen you. Each and every one of our ministries, Father, our Sunday school, youth ministries, every program, all the churches, Father, that we just pray. Lord, it's a strength and it's a courage. Bring revival to us.
Yes, Lord.
Bring revival to our country. Bring revival to our local bishops, Father.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout this country, Father, people suffering the demonic, Father God.
Yes.
Just take it up and use it.
In Jesus' name, we
pray. Please, Lord God. Find them out, cast them out. Strengthen and encourage. In Jesus' name, strengthen and encourage all of us.
Yes.
We thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to serve him and to worship. That's all. Well, your opinion. Please help us what you can. We know that you need to say so thank you. And we love you. Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
Brother Gary, would you pray that we love like Jesus?
Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, just knowing that you are God of love, mercy, and grace.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mm. He would pay our sin debt, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Provide us the salvation we need so very badly. Father, we pray, Lord, that we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would come and that you would express love for each of us. That's not only to go to the cross, but that you would not lose one, that you would, that all that would give. Father, I just pray that you will help us, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
that we may love what you love.
Yes, Lord.
That we will express that and show it to even to those that we feel like are unlovable, that maybe that are our enemies, or those that we really don't care for, but that we will show love for the Lord's sake of Jesus, that we will express that to them, that it will be real.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, just may we love one another in unity and grace. We pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, brother. Brother David, if you would, just pray that what look be bound, what needs binding will be bound, and what needs loosening will be loosed, brother. Anyone else tonight feel led to just render a prayer? All right, instead of closing out with our regular time, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to take your songbook and turn with me to page 550. And this is going to be our closing devotional, you might say, tonight, okay? And I don't think it can be said better than I'd rather have Jesus. Amen? 550, if you would stand with me. Anybody want to give a praise before we get into our closing prayer tonight? All righty. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Number two, I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Listen to this while you sing it. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world's affords today. Nobody loves you like Jesus, but I try. God bless you.